Everybody must work.
Welcome to Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, is now in its third phase, and over 40,000 Jamaicans have already received employment under the project, with an estimated expenditure of $5.7 billion. Refurbishing work is being carried out on a number of resource centers across the island under JEEP. The Kellett's Skills Training Center in Clarendon is one such facility.
Changing the roof from start to January, we're doing some concrete work. There should be some tiling and electrical repair. There's a general reason.
Managing Director of the contracting company Sphinx Amalgamated Enterprise Limited, Paul Smith. The project got started in December and is aimed at bringing the dilapidated center to a state where it can become fully functional.
Well, it was in a state of disrepair to close the center. And from what I understand, that center turned out some of our top students, but because of this state of disrepair, it has to be closed.
Construction work on the Kellett's Skills Training Center should be completed by the end of February.
It was very much different because it will be repainted as well. No, the ambiance will be much better. It should be in a more comfortable environment when it reopens as a skills training center. Overall, the community should get a facelift because that's also one of the community's pride.
Managing Director of the contracting company Sphinx Amalgamated Enterprise Limited, Paul Smith. Work on the Kellett's Skills Training Center is being carried out at a cost of almost $8 million. 15 persons have so far been employed under the project. Wayne Bailey is among them.
It couldn't come at a better time. Well, we all feel good about the work, and we're happy to know that it is taking place, you know, and it's also a form of development for the community as well, so we are excited about it.
Vincent Nelson is also working on the Kellett's Training Center project. He says the initiative came at an opportune time, as he had been out of work for a while.
To be frank, I feel good, you know, because the work never going to go on to me right now. I'm getting a job, they can't eat food, and my family can't eat food, so I give thanks, you know. You know, basically, already the carpentry work, like putting on the roof ready right now. We're going to put up all of the roof after them, so I'm going to and put on the zinc. Basically, after the zinc, my schedule of work finished.
JEEP is one of the government's strategies geared at countering chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. Phase 2 of JEEP, which saw approximately 20,000 persons being employed, started July 1, 2012 and ended June 30, 2013. Phase 3 of the initiative started July 1, 2013 and will end on March 31, 2014. To date, just over 1,000 persons have been employed under Phase 3. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program.
The time is now for the opportunities that will arise from Jamaica's imminent transformation into the world's fourth logistics center. On January 21 and 22, the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, in association with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, JAMPRO and JBDC, present the Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium at the Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Hear presentations from the world's busiest logistics centers. Singapore, Panama, and Canada. Register now. Call JCC at 922-015021 or email info@jamaicachamber.org.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.